Preparation to the morning lesson excerpt from the passage, from the article, A Speech for the Completion of the Zohar. Our sages said, make for yourself a Rav and buy yourself a friend. This means that one can make a new environment for oneself. This environment will help him obtain the greatness of his Rav through love of friends who appreciate the Rav. Through the friends discussing the greatness of the Rav, each of them receives the sensation of his greatness. Thus, bestowal upon one's Rav will become reception and sufficient motivation to an extent that will bring one to engage in Torah and mitzvot lishma. They said about that, the Torah is acquired by 48 virtues, by serving friends and by meticulousness of sages. This is so because besides serving the Rav, one needs the meticulousness with friends as well. The friend's influence, so they will affect him the obtainment of his Rav's greatness. This is so because obtaining the greatness depends entirely on the environment, and a single person cannot do a thing about it whatsoever.
Without social pressure, so one will be impressed by the society that appreciates his Rav, he won't be able to appreciate him because his ego won't let him, that's for sure. He needs the society here, and only the society can set the right relation to his Rav, through which he will already receive aid from above. So it turns out that his Rav is like the upper degree, and the society must give the person the importance of the upper degree. The difference between corporeality and spirituality is that in corporeality, by carrying out his Rav's will, when they do something together, he becomes connected, and he has contact, even though he doesn't have equivalence of form. Meaning, the servitude is sufficient in order to come in contact with the higher degree and begin to receive from it light that reforms. However, it all happens only through greatness. When he respects his Rav, which only happens against his nature through the influence of the environment, to the extent the environment respects the Rav, he can submit himself and has the chance to get aid from above. It's all according to the order of degrees, only the names interchange. The 10 sefirot of his kli are his friends, the higher source from which he receives is his Rav, and thus he climbs up the ladder. And what's unique in the imaginary world we're in is that by using the will to receive, he can already come in contact with the higher degree, as well as build his contact with his friends in a material way. Otherwise, he would never be able to connect from the will to receive to the will to bestow. It's only because in all the degrees of the correction of the will to receive, we have this imaginary reality that is seen through our will to receive. This is precisely what allows the ability to use that will to receive while in it to rise to spiritual degrees through corporeal actions. And it continues until the end of the ladder. The Rav, the group, it all stays the same. The more he rises, he feels himself higher or lower, depends on what state, and the group is felt as more appreciated, or the opposite, where he hates them. And accordingly, his Rav, whether he feels him as higher or lowlier. And that connection does not disappear. It doesn't matter in what worlds we are. The friends, the Rav, whether they're in this world or some of them already went away from this world, meaning from this form, it doesn't matter. Because in terms of the general structure, it's a fixed connection. They all belong, say, to the same spiritual organ.